Immediately after the Israeli onslaught on the Palestinians was underway, there was also an immediate reaction from the rest of the world, particularly in the West. And that reaction has been quite predictable. U.S. President George Bush, the outgoing U.S. President George Bush, immediately said that Israel has the right to defend itself. His outgoing Secretary of State, Condoleezza Rice, said that she wants an end to violence, but then added that she holds Hamas responsible for what is going on over there. There was similar reaction from the Prime Minister of Britain, the President of France, the Chancellor of Germany, and other Western rulers. At the United Nations President of the General Assembly, Manuel de Escoto, in fact described and condemned Israeli crimes as war crimes, and he said that Israel was guilty of perpetrating genocide against the Palestinian people. The United Nations Human Rights Representative for Palestine, Professor Richard Falk, who incidentally happens to be a Jewish American professor, he described Israel's attacks on the Palestinians as war crimes. So it is obvious that while bodies like the United Nations, or at least some of its officials, have described Israeli reaction as war crimes, it is interesting to note that the Security Council has not been able to muster enough courage to denounce Israeli crimes as war crimes. In fact, at the Security Council, when a draft was circulated to condemn Zionist crimes against the Palestinian people, the United States representative would not allow that draft to be circulated or to be debated seriously. If any draft were to come before the Security Council, and if it were not vetoed by the U.S., the protector of the crimes of the Zionist state of Israel, then I think the United Nations Security Council members, the rest of them, would easily pass that resolution. But it is obvious that the United States is protecting its illegitimate child, the Zionist state, from any reprobation, because America is complicit in the crimes that the Zionist state is perpetrating. America provides financial aid, estimated $4 to $6 billion a year to the Zionist state. It's a pauper state, it's a parasitical state, it cannot survive on its own, it is dependent on the handouts of American taxpayers. America supplies all of Israel's weapons, whether it's F-16s or F-15s or Apache helicopters or other kinds of weapons. And America protects Israel from diplomatic and political censure in the United Nations and other world bodies. In fact, it's not surprising. When one looks at the UN, the number of times that the United States has used its veto to veto any resolution, it is to block any resolution that would condemn the Zionist state of Israel. Why is that? It is not because the Zionists are victims of any aggression. It is because America and most of the Europeans share the same mindset as the Zionist colonial settlers in Palestine. Just as Americans or Europeans that came to America perpetrated genocide against the native populations and decimated them and reduced them to a few reservations, the Zionists are busy doing the same thing in Palestine. So it is the same mindset that is operating both in Palestine as it operated in the Americas and in Australia and New Zealand, where European colonialists went and they decimated local populations. If there were any fairness and justice in the world, I think Zionist rulers, their generals, their prime ministers, their foreign ministers and others would be hauled before an international court and tried as war criminals. And along with those, rulers in countries like the United States, Britain, France, Germany, etc., should also be hauled before these same very courts and tried as accomplices in the genocide and the war crimes that are being perpetrated against the Palestinian people. But it is obvious that the world is far removed from that stage, although I have no doubt a time will come when these war criminals would be hauled before a court of law and asked to defend themselves against the charges, the very serious charges that they must face. But that day, regrettably, is a very long way away. And until that day comes, people who are under occupation would have no choice but to continue to defend themselves with whatever means at their disposal. Regrettably, the world is not governed by the rule of law. Today, the overriding consideration or the overriding ethos seems to be that might is right. And so it is the duty and obligation of all freedom-loving people that they should continue to support the rights of the Palestinian people to defend themselves and to demand that the Zionists and their backers back off and to stop their genocidal policies, because they are creating nothing but more hatred in the world, and that is going to make the world much more dangerous place than it already is.